It's the Morning X this week, powered by Expert Electronics.
104.9, the Morning X. It is Kev. Good morning, Matt Hall.
Hey, happy Monday there, Kevin.
You're only supposed to say happy on like holidays, you know, stuff like that. Monday is not a celebratory day, not in this room.
I know how you feel. And Tuesdays as well. I know you do not like Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been trying to get Tuesdays erased for quite some time.
So you just want like a Wednesday through Friday sort of schedule.
Yeah. I mean, you know, no, more like just skip Tuesday and stick an extra day in the weekend. Call it something else. You know, Bone Day or something fun like that.
Bone Day? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Get behind Bone Day.
BJ Day. You know, just a day.
Actually, there is on the calendar, there is a steak and BJ Day.
Interesting.
It's like one of those, you know how every day is something?
Right. Uh-huh.
And that's actually a thing.
We're going to have to look up what that day is.
I'm not kidding you. Yeah.
But I've invited you in here this morning, A, because you're awesome.
Oh,
but
well, thanks.
Also, B, because I came across something that opened up a discussion in my mind.
Uh-huh.
They're looking to make Ace Ventura 3.
Really?
Yeah. It's not known if Jim Carrey is going to do the movie, which if he doesn't, why watch it at all anyway?
What's the point if he doesn't? If they don't have Courtney Cox and...
Courtney Cox was not in the first sequel either.
No, she wasn't. That's right.
No, but it was still pretty good. It was one of the only movies I can remember actually falling out of my chair laughing at the movie theater.
At the second one?
Yeah.
I don't recall that.
It was way wackier, and I was a child, so,
See, I thought it was dumb. Although I haven't seen it in years and years, so maybe it's a rewatch one where you got to rewatch it.
There are so many good moments in the sequel. The first one was a little more grounded on Earth, a little bit. A little bit, though, because if you look at the character of Ace Ventura, it's ridiculous.
Well, I'll tell you what sequel he shouldn't have made. Dumb and Dumber 3, was it 2?
Dumb and Dumber 2, T.O., yeah.
Oh, with T.O.O., that was terrible. Terrible. Total letdown after the first movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things where they try to do it too late. But I will say, over the weekend, I finally watched Coming to America.
How was that?
And I was not disappointed.
Was it better than the first one, I bet?
I wouldn't say better, but it lives up. I mean, it was kind of like a retelling of the first one.
Fine.
Except it's Eddie Murphy's son and not Eddie Murphy. You know, they do it a little bit differently, and they brought back all the characters that Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall played, like the barbershop guys.
Fantastic.
And they can still do it. Like, it wasn't like one of those things where it's like, oh, they're just like trying to do it again, like Anchorman, where they were like couldn't quite get the characters down.
Yeah.
You know, when they did the sequel to that so many years later.
I'm telling you, Eddie Murphy, when he hosted SNL last year, that was the funniest thing.
It was the best SNL in decades.
Eddie Murphy may be the funniest person on the planet Earth. I'm just going to say it.
And still funny. Even after, like, you know, a lot of years out of the spotlight.
He's the man.
I'll tell you what I love about Coming to America, not just the sequel, but the first one as well, is that Eddie Murphy allows the other people in the movie to be funny.
Yep.
He's not like, I'm the only one who gets to be funny. You know, everyone gets to do their thing.
He gets it. That's why.
You know, yeah. He's
the man.
Very good. And yeah, Coming to America, as much as I hate that title with the number two.
That's how you got to do it. Daddy's Home 2 or whatever. No, it's that didn't make any sense.
Yep, it did not. Nice try. No, swing and a miss.
I've seen movies, though, where it's like two is like the second one, you know?
And right. Yeah, well, Dumb and Dumber 2, they spell with a T-O. Not even T-O-O, but just T-O, like going to the mall, you know?
Wasn't there a sequel that you said should have been two, like one of those?
Oh, yeah. I thought about this when they made the movie Now You See Me.
Oh, yeah.
It was a movie about, you know, heist magicians, right?
Yeah.
And they made a sequel to it, and I thought, yes, there's going to be a sequel, and there's no way they don't call it Now You Don't.
They should have called it that.
Because the expression is, now you see me, now you don't. But they called it, very cleverly, Now You See Me Too. Come on, you could do better.
They shouldn't even made that. That movie, don't do yourself a favor, don't go see that one. It's terrible.
We're talking about sequels that we did not need and sequels that we wish they would make. Now, I'm going to say this because I know there's a spinoff of this coming, but it's not a sequel. I want The Big Lebowski 2.
No, there's a lot of unanswered questions left in it.
I want Jeff Bridges to come. I know he's sick, but I want him to come back.
Oh, yeah.
And be the dude one more time.
They could have it get in a big bowling tournament or something.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi didn't make it out of the first one, right?
No, he did not.
So he's out.
They definitely accidentally sprinkled his ashes all over themselves.
They could replace him with, you know, Owen Wilson or something. I don't know.
Wow.
They could figure it out, you know. I would like to see, you know what, that would be a movie I would go watch.
John Goodman, I guarantee, would just pound Owen Wilson's face in by the end of that movie.
Probably.
Oh, wow, you're John Goodman.
Shut up! You're out of your element!
So, what movie is so... Oh, my gosh.
I know they're making, like, the Jesus movie.
No, they're not.
They are. Yeah, Jesus from The Big Lebowski is getting a spinoff movie.
They didn't paint him as a nice guy in that movie.
They definitely didn't. I don't know why they thought he would make a good movie. Mm. And John Turturro, I don't know how old he is now, but
he's great. John Turturro is a wonderful actor.
Oh, brilliant! Yeah, brilliant in everything he's in.
Hmm. You're talking sequels that you want to see made. How about Forrest Gump 2? Could they make that?
Yes, they make 2. Bring it back. I want to see what happens.
He runs across America again.
Yeah, right. And then I met President Trump again.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wouldn't that be so funny?
Forrest meets Trump.
He goes to like a QAnon meeting or something.
Sorry, I had a fight in the middle of your QAnon party. Send me a text. Text Kevin whatever you want to say to 59457. Looking for sequels that we did not need or sequels you wish they would make. You can participate also on our Facebook page at The X Rockford. Matt Hall, thank you very much.
Make America great again.
Again.
It's Kev.
So what do you think of a character like that?
On 104.9.
Well, I think you're wise to keep him locked up, Doctor.
The Morning X.
Chelsea's here. Hey, Chelsea.
Hey, what's going on?
So, as somebody who is trying to buy a house right now, and I know you have been through that before as well. I don't know whether to sympathize with this guy or to be angry with him on behalf of his wife.
Yeah.
So on Reddit, there is a subreddit or like just a category called TIFU, which means today I effed up.
Yeah.
I'm going to read you the post.
Okay.
Because this is a blunder. This is a blunder to top all blunders. And I'm horrified for this guy, but also like way to go idiot. So I can't decide. So I need your help.
Okay.
Here's the story. Today I effed up when I paid her monthly student loan. I clicked pay in full by accident. And now almost $40,000 is gone from our savings. And now we can't afford the home we were going to buy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
Oh, I know the feeling of dread this guy's going through right now. I know how it feels to make a minor mistake and have to tell your wife about it.
Right, but $40,000.
Yeah, he says, every month for the past 2 years, I've made this payment with no issues at all. Today, I made the payment and clicked pay in full, and I didn't even know that I did that until I was checking my bank records. He says he calls the company, and the company says they can't do anything about it because he agreed to the terms when he made the payment. So he probably was going real fast that day.
Right.
Like just, okay, get it done, click the thing, make the payment. Yes, yes, agree,
yes.
And moved on.
Oh, my gosh. His wife was probably so mad.
He hasn't told her yet, according to this. So he said, now the hard part, I have to tell my wife that it's all gone. On one hand, he says, a high interest loan is paid off.
Right.
But on the other hand, now we're broke.
Oh, my gosh. And it was her student loan.
It was hers, right. So she has no more student loans.
Right.
I mean, in this case, if you had been ready to buy a house, she's really excited about this. You just one click and all the money's
gone. Everything's gone.
Oh, I can't even with this guy.
Oh, that's mortifying. Oh.
Well, okay. So every time you go to do this, there's always a thing that comes up. Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Is this what you want to do?
Check the box.
Pay in full?
Right.
So that's when you're doing that, maybe slow down a little bit.
Take a second. Breathe. Make sure this is what you actually want to do.
But on the other hand, that financial company who says they can't give the money back.
Man.
They realize what he did. They realize what he's going through, but they cannot give the money back based on their rules.
Like, we're sorry.
Yeah, I didn't mean to make that payment. Sorry, sir. Nothing we can do. You know, you clicked agree.
They can't even like refund him $20,000.
Right,
like,
nothing. Yeah, that's the money is gone.
Oh, man.
There are positives to it. But positives that won't matter until you've saved up enough money again to buy a house. The positive being now there's not $40,000 in debt sitting there to affect your credit, to affect what you can afford. But now you have to start all over. So you're...
That's a real big mess up.
You're the wife in this story. What do you do?
It's hard because I can't... Like, I couldn't be mad at him because he just paid off my student loans. But at the same time, there goes the house.
Yeah, this guy in the post, he also says that he knows his wife is understanding and there won't be any kind of shouting match, but she's going to be, quote, really bummed out. I think it's going to go a little further
than just being bummed out.
Really bummed. I think she's going to see how many plates she can break over your head.
And glasses. And
then she's going to calm down. Yeah. You might be in the hospital at the end of today.
Right.
Like, this is going to go a little bit further than she's like, well, that stinks.
Or divorce.
Divorce. That would be extreme because he was just...
It was an accident.
Being, you know, trying to be responsible.
Right.
And just was going too fast, made a clicky-click mistake.
Oh.
How about that, though? One click and all your money's gone. One
all
click.
All of it. Yeah. And it's not like it's like $400. $40,000. That is insane.
I feel horrified for this guy, but I'm also like, oh no! You were going to buy a house, you idiot!
Like, why?
It's hard to pick a side here. It really is.
Kev, don't make that same mistake.
I'm trying to think. No, I won't. I promise I won't. Because I don't have to make any student loan payments till September, thanks to the current administration. But at the same time, if I made that mistake, it wouldn't be a 40 grand mistake.
No.
Like, so it's really tough. If I'm the wife, like if my wife said to me today, I did something and you're not going to like it, and she told me that she did that. I don't know. Like, it's one of those things that's so terrible. It's so horrifying that I don't know. In that case, I would be upset.
Right.
Of course I would be. Then again, in my situation, if I have to stay where I am and can't move into a new place, I'm fine.
Yeah.
We're fine. We're month to month. We're okay. Who knows if they are.
Right.
Not. You know what I mean? Like, that's, wow.
Oh, man.
How do you feel about it? Text me. Text Kev to 59457 and your message. What do you think? Is this guy dead or what? I mean, I think this guy's dead, to be honest. But we'll see. We'll see. Maybe he'll post an update post about it. But thank goodness it wasn't me. Right, Chels?
Right.
It's Kev.
Love that guy.
On 104.9.
Lock in.
The Morning X.
You know, there's a lot of grim news out there. And once a week, I like to cleanse your palate with a round of good news. We do that on Tuesdays because Tuesdays generally suck. So I like to make them a little bit better with good news. And here we are. We have people helping people, dogs helping people, and something cool going on right here in the state line. We'll start with people helping people. This one comes from Alabama. A janitor at a high school in Alabama recently got surprised with a pretty nice gift. His car died a while back, and he'd been walking to work every day. And a teacher bought a new car and then found out about this guy's car dying and him walking to work. So she gave him her old car. Free of charge. That's just plain nice. You could have traded it in, get some money off of her new car, but no, just handed it over. People helping people. A woman in Canada was walking her dog last week when she had a seizure, and the dog then, this is amazing. This is just more proof that dogs are awesome. The dog walked out into the street and intentionally blocked traffic until somebody stopped to help the woman. And if you don't believe it, I posted a video of it. Security camera got it on video. I posted a link to the video on our Facebook page at The X Rock for the woman is okay, and the dog deserves a damn medal. And finally, with the pandemic, there is a need for blood donations more than ever. That's why the Rock River Valley Blood Center is sponsoring a blood drive competition between local high schools to see who can get the most people to make donation appointments. Now, it has to be that way because high schools right now cannot host blood drives because of the pandemic. The Rock River Valley Blood Center is looking to get more donors all the time, even when there's not a pandemic going on. You can donate at any of the Rock River Valley Blood Center locations in Rockford, Belvedere, and Freeport. If you'd like to help out, you can find all the info on the Rock River Valley Blood Center's Facebook page. You can read that full story and more. Positive state line news at rockrivercurrent.com. It's 104.9 The Morning X, and that is your weekly dose of good news.
104.9 The Morning X.
104.9 The Morning X is cap time for this week's celebrity dump. And Matt Hall is here as usual.
Yeah, that's what they get for trying to be famous and go out and accomplish things.
Some of them were handed it.
You know, you're right about that, and it upsets me.
They were like, oh, look, you're gorgeous. Here's an acting career, even though you can't act.
There's a lot of those people in Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, nobody like that on the list today.
Good.
Meatloaf is in the news.
I would do it.
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
Yes, singer, actor, and mashed up brick of ground beef, Meatloaf. He's going to be the host of a relationship-based reality show called I'd Do Anything for Love. And that, of course, is based on his hit song, I'd Do Anything for Money.
You know what? Meatloaf strikes me as just a complete dick. Like, he seems like he's a jerk, and I don't know.
He's a metal guy, which means he's probably a sweetheart.
He's a metal guy.
Most metal guys are nice.
Meatloaf has no metal songs.
Look at his album covers. He's a metal guy.
But
look at him. Look at his album covers. Meatloaf is a metal singer. It's not heavy metal. It's not Pantera, but it's metal.
I Would Do Anything for Love is a metal song.
It's a ballad. It's a rock ballad.
Well, that's the only one I know that he sings.
Yeah, there are other Meatloaf songs, Matt. The point is, he has no business hosting a stupid dating reality show.
I don't care for the singer or the dish, Meatloaf. I hate both.
A lot of people like Meatloaf.
Meat should not be in loaf form.
Ellen DeGeneres has seen a major ratings drop since the allegations came out that she created a toxic workplace for her employees. She has not commented on the ratings drop, but she has vowed to beat the crap out of the person who leaked it to the press.
You know, we both know comics in the biz, and I've heard some people who've been on the show say she's not the most pleasant person to be around from time to time.
Well, she claims that she no longer screams at her staff.
Well, that's good.
Just the occasional caning. You know,
some people, though, I mean, these days you can't say anything to anybody without them getting all uppity, you know, and, oh, I'm offended by this and that. And, you know, so how really is she screaming at her staff?
There's a difference between saying something offensive.
Yes.
And being a dick to somebody.
That's exactly. So I'm wondering
if enough people said it, it means she was being a dick.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Not that I'm defending her, but I mean, sometimes people, you know, Alec, they just go off and say things without really. You know what I'm saying?
No, she was foul to her staff. The allegations weren't just, oh, she said a mean thing.
Oh, okay.
It was you don't get to look at me in the hallway. Don't look at me when I walk by.
Really?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
Can't look at her?
No, like that's the kind of thing that was.
All right, well, there we go. Then, well, then I changed my opinion on that one.
Yeah. Speaking of Ellen, she had to rush her wife, Portia de Rossi, to the hospital to have an appendectomy.
Was she allowed to look at her?
Right. The surgery was a success. Much of that is thanks to the surgeons who put their all into the procedure after Ellen slapped him around a little bit.
That's right. Don't look at her while you're performing the surgery. And don't look at me.
Make sure she doesn't die on the table. Okay.
Stop hitting me.
Tony Hawk
is
throwing in the towel on some of his iconic skateboard tricks. He's been posting videos of himself performing some of his most famous tricks for the last time on social media.
He says, as
he gets older, they've been getting more difficult and more risky. In other news, this fall, look for his new video game, Tony Hawk Pro Scooter. That's where you drive around Walmart looking for prune juice. Maybe there's a race.
I would play that. As long as it had like a Goldfinger soundtrack, you know, like all the bands on there playing.
Maybe there's a race to get to the Country Kitchen Diner before sunrise.
All the while, I'm a Superman while you're on your scooter looking for food and going to the Country Kitchen.
That's your celebrity dump.
The one and the only 104.9.
Take a listen.
The Morning X.
Let's look at Rock for Misconnections.
Sure. Who doesn't love this bit, huh?
Once again, we delve into the weirdo pool that is the Rockford Craigslist in the Misconnections section where people are just looking for love.
That's it.
We're not faulting these people. We're trying to help them.
Everybody wants to find love.
We're trying to give you a larger platform for your creepiness.
Yeah.
So that you can find somebody easier.
And maybe you have a misconnection on there, and now we're reading it on the radio.
Right, and it's going to help you out.
I'd be excited.
Well, the theme for today seems to be bothering people at work.
Oh, good.
Look, first of all, guys, ladies do not want to be bothered at work.
No.
If they're a waitress, they're being nice to you because they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah. This first one says, you used to work at Hooters.
Uh-oh.
Well, I know why she used to. You kept showing up.
Yes.
So she quit, probably. He says, I was the guy who was house-sitting for his nephew as he was on assignment. He's being specific. I like that. You were cute, early 20s, tight body, fun, and shaved.
Oh.
How do you know that she was shaved?
Maybe he was talking about her face.
Ladies aren't necessarily shaving their face all the time. And if they are, they're not announcing that to people. Oh, yeah, I had to shave my face today.
I don't know.
He says, you didn't want to leave, LOL.
Yeah, right.
If you see this, look me up. Lost your info. Hoping you still like older men that are well-equipped.
What is going on?
What conversations are they having while he's ordering food at Hooters?
You know, I know a couple of, I've known Hooters waitresses, and they're not interested in you. Here's the thing. They don't care. They want your money. They don't really care.
Right. They're a little flirty because that's how they make their money.
That is exactly how they do it.
But, I mean, why do you tell a waitress that you're well-equipped? Like, how is that part of the conversation that gets into the situation?
I don't know. I mean, you just kind of throw it in there, maybe, you know? Like, you know, the chicken sandwich, I'm well hung. And also, I'll have a beer, please. You know, he's kind of slipping in.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to do anyway.
She's like, excuse me, what did you say? I was like, oh, I'll have the chicken sandwich and, you know, I can give it to you.
Yeah, you know. You know, like in The Office when he's like, I'll have the chicken breast hold the chicken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure they're so tired of that, those girls that work at Hooters.
Tell me, do you guys have milk here?
Yeah, right. Here's one. Met at Aldi in McChesney Park.
Okay.
Shopping smart. I commented about your pants. Paisley. You told me you worked third shift in Beloit. Let's have lunch. Male for female.
Well, that wasn't too bad.
No, but why are you commenting on girls' pants at the grocery store?
Hey, nice pants.
Are those Paisley pants? Or are you wearing my mom's curtains? I mean, what could you possibly say?
Those pants... 30% off. Let's see if we can get him 100% off.
There you go.
Yeah, see?
There you go. Matt knows his pickup lines.
I know how to do it in the
grocery
store.
Matt is single, by the way. Uh-huh. Ladies.
Maybe that was me in the Aldi's.
Yeah. Was that you? You're in Aldi in Chesney Park?
Paisley pants are nice.
Fan of the Paisley?
Yeah.
Looks like my handkerchief. Here's one. Blue Peterbilt. Looking for the cute trucker that was driving the dark blue Peterbilt.
Ooh.
We both winked at each other. Would love to see the inside of your truck. You were hauling a livestock trailer.
Aw, two truckers getting together.
Here's my question. Is he into the guy or does he want to get down with the animals? Some people are like that.
Oh, wait a second. It's two guys.
Yeah.
I thought it was a woman driving the truck.
Well, it doesn't actually specify, but
probably two guys, yeah.
Does he want pork sausage or does he want to pork the sausage?
Trucker clock, who wants it?
Hey!
One more minute to this and I'm going to get mad.
Hey! I noticed you're hauling some pigs there.
Yee-hoo!
Pull over. Let's do each other.
What kind of rig you pulling there, boy?
Woo-hoo! It's a fat hog in here, I promise.
My God. Well, I hope they find each other. You know, two lonesome truckers in the middle of the night finding each other. Maybe they can do a haul together. Maybe they can team up and, like, do a haul across the country.
Truckers need love, too. Everyone does.
Trucker love.
Including this last one. I just like the way this last one ends.
Lot lizard.
That's a thing.
I know it is a thing.
It's a thing. It's scary, though. Very dangerous profession to be a lot lizard.
Uh-huh.
And finally, my friend from Algonquin. We talked a couple of weeks ago. By the way, we're reading the misconnections section in the Rock Craigslist. My friend from Algonquin, we talked a couple of weeks ago. I just like the way this one ends. You said you might come by last Sunday. Never heard from you after that. You sent a few nice pictures. I lost your email and want to talk to you further. If you see this, get back to me. Keyword, pantyhose.
Oh. I like that.
You have a key word set up with this person, and it's pantyhose?
It's a good word. We got the problem with pantyhose?
The problem with that is that you now just told everybody else your keyword.
Oh, that's right.
You know, like now everyone knows the password to get in. you're gonna get Buffalo Bill at your door.
Pantyhose.
Hey, pantyhose. Do you want to help me move this couch into my van?
That's wrong for misconnections.
Finish him. 9. The Morning X wins.
4-9, The Morning X. It is Kev. Good morning. And there's this pastor. You know those healing pastors? You sometimes see them on TV. They talk a big game, a lot of praise Jesus. The touch of Christ will heal you. They put their hands on your head and you're healed, right? Like you're blind. You go up to the guy who puts his hands on your head, speaks in tongues, and all of a sudden you can see. You're not blind anymore. Maybe you walk with a cane, and then you don't have to walk with a cane anymore after this guy puts his hands on your head. Well, there's this pastor in Africa, in South Africa, named Christ Penelope, which, first of all, his name is Christ Penelope. That's got to be a nickname, right? To go along with his shtick. That's like I'm a rock DJ, so if I change my name to like Guitar Kev, that's the same thing as this guy calling himself Christ Penelope, right? Well, this guy doesn't heal people by putting his hands on their head and speaking in tongues. This guy heals people by anybody? Yeah, that is correct. He farts on their heads. You lay on the ground, and Christ Penelope crouches down, sits on your head, and lets one rip. I mean, that's just insane. It's a very important talent to have, to be able to fart on command, first of all, but to use it to your benefit and go and give money to this church to get farted on by the pastor in charge. That is, that's a pretty ballsy move. Well, he claims he doesn't, quote, fart on people. He heals people. yeah, that's his shtick. The farting pastor. He says the gas from his rear end doesn't stink. It is holy gas. I'm not even kidding. And you are healed of whatever ailment is troubling you. Maybe it's divorce, your depression. Could you imagine that? You just go into church, you're like, bless me, Father, for I've sinned. I had some impure thoughts. He's like, it is okay, my child. You are forgiven. I mean, that's what the priests in the Exorcist movie were doing wrong, right? They were throwing holy water. They should have been throwing ass gas out there. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. If one guy's doing his job right, it is Christ Penelope of South Africa.
It's the Morning X with Kev, powered by Expert Electronics.
104.9 The Morning X. It's Kev. Matt Hall is here. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, sir.
Ah, wow. Really chipper and cheerful. I like that.
Yeah, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. I really am.
This stuff's going to rot your teeth, Matt.
I know. Well, you sound like my dentist.
It's going to rot them right out.
Good.
Brought you down here, though, because we have to check the X voicemail.
Oh, I get to be a part of this?
Yeah, and you were here for a couple of these conversations. That this is relating to.
Is it people telling me I suck? Because sometimes they call and tell you that you suck, so...
No, that's solely for me.
Okay.
When people
I was like, did you bring me
that
in here just to hate on me? Fine.
No. Before we get to those topics, though, our first couple of calls here, for some reason, and I don't know how this started, people have been calling the X voicemail line to demand their stimulus check.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know who started it, or like they got together to just prank me on the X voicemail line.
Hey, bubblegum in a dish. Where's my stimulus? Share it, boy.
Okay.
For real? That's
legit call. That's a legit call. That's not even one of my fake things.
I like it.
Yeah. And first of all, that sounded like the creepy old guy from Family Guy right there.
Hey,
Chris. Yeah. Why don't you pull those pants down?
Your arms sure are muscly.
Yeah. people just, for some reason, I'm the stimulus hub.
You know, I keep checking for my stimulus, too. What I'm going to do with it. My girl has plans, these big plans for my stimulus check.
What do you think he's going to do instead of his girlfriend's stimulus plans?
I don't know. Probably something illegal, it sounds like.
I think I'm going to get a back tattoo and buy some booze.
There you go. That's about right.
Yeah, get a nice tapestry on your back.
A giant back. You know, for $1,400, you could probably get a real big tattoo.
You get a gorgeous work of art.
Yeah.
All right. This is something we were talking about. We were talking about first world problems.
Yes.
Okay, first world problems during the pandemic. And this guy has a solution for one of them, particularly your glasses fogging up.
Hey, I'm calling with a... first world COVID problem answer, a solution. Gamer Advantage Fog Away Anti-Fog Spray.
There's apparently a product.
That's a thing?
I guess so.
Is amazing stuff. You can get it on Amazon. It's kind of commercial, I guess, but you get this stuff on Amazon. It's like $15 a bottle, but it goes a long way. I found this out months ago. You spray just a little squirt of this on the inside of your eyeglass or sunglass lenses. It works on anything, even, glasses that tint or, whatever you got. It'll work, and it won't harm your lenses at all. And this stuff keeps the fog off your lenses all day long. I have to wear a mask for 8 hours a day at least. And one squirt lasts all day, actually. Sometimes it works a couple days.
Okay.
Interesting.
One squirt.
One squirt.
Just one squirt, Matt. I've actually heard that shaving cream does the same trick for your glasses.
Someone said that. But it's not the foam kind. I think you have to do like the gel, shaving gel, not the foam.
Okay, so you can't use like the Barbasol?
No, the cheaper one at the store. Like Barbasol is like 25 cents a can, you know?
It's classic, though.
I know it is.
Yeah.
But you got to buy, like, the expensive Gillette, you know, whatever kind of gel shave.
And one squirt.
Oh, if you got any Vaseline extra, you can throw that on there, too.
One squirt.
We're just gonna isolate that.
One squirt.
One squirt.
How'd it go with your lady last night?
One squirt.
He gonna do one. And finally, you were here for this conversation as well. This guy heard, I replayed some of this conversation that we had about Chewbacca.
Oh, yeah.
Replayed it in our promo that ran for the day. This guy heard
it. This is for Kev in the morning. I just heard the ad where he was talking about Chewbacca not used in the bathroom, and nobody used in the bathroom in Star Wars. You know, if you want to get really nerdy like me, I've read almost 100 Star Wars books in my life. Yeah, there's a lot of bathroom use in Star Wars. They don't call it a bathroom. They almost always call it a refresher. As, there's a lot of different language stuff. A lot of it comes from European speak and everything. But yeah, it's the refresher, and it does happen quite a bit, but just in the book. Fortunately, we don't have to see it in the movies.
What do you mean, fortunately, we don't have to see it in the movies? I want to see it.
In Attack of the Clones, sir, they decided to use the bathroom in one scene when Anakin went into... Oh, my God. That's funny.
I mean, I want to see number 2D2. You know what I mean?
Kylo Ren having a fit in the bathroom.
What does Chewbacca sound like when he's constipated?
I can't do a good Chewbacca voice, so this is on you. Can you do the Chewbacca? Can you do?
I could do the generic white guy. You know.
I can't even do that.
So if you want him to sound more constipated, you have to get a little grunt in it, I guess, just like.
Maybe you need Yoda for some encouragement there. You know?
Yeah.
Do or do not.
Poo or poo not.
There is no try.
It's Kev.
Love that guy.
On 104.9.
Log in.
The Morning X.
And if you want to call the X voicemail line, you can leave a message anytime about any topic, 24-7, 815-575-XVM1. You can leave a message for me on the morning show or for Lou or even for Mo if you want to make a request for 90s proof at noon, which Mo does every day at, yep, guess what time, 815-575-XVM1. That's 815-575-9861 for the X voicemail line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
104.9, The Morning X.
Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau on the line. Hey, Andrea.
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning indeed. Feeling good today. Got some coffee ready to go. Yourself?
Nice. Well, I'm about to get my coffee, but I'm feeling good too. It's going to be a good day. We're almost to the weekend. I know this rain's going to clear up here for us, so that'll be nice.
Yeah, it's going to be on and off for the next couple of days. We're going to have to deal with that, yeah. But I'll take that over the white stuff. So.
Freezing snow, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Too, any day,
right? Mm-hmm, yeah. For sure.
So there you go.
Well, the weather should be okay this weekend anyway. So, well, what do we got going on?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we have a lineup. It's really fun. It's where did this year go? We're already talking about Easter, so right. Which I'm very happy about. We have Easter right around the corner. So our first event to talk about is the Easter egg hunt. This is going on at Camp Winnebago. So it's going on North Main Street this Saturday. If you want to check it out, they are going to have a ton of Easter eggs hidden. Now, of course, as you know, this is great for the whole family to enjoy, not just kiddos. They're going to have three different time slots. So 10 a.m., 12:30, and then at 3. So if you're interested, check it out. Now, I know I've heard that rain is in the forecast for Saturday, but just plan accordingly. Check the rain. Doesn't mean it's going to rain all day. And even if it does, just grab your rain gear.
Well, no, that'll be more fun for the people who hide the eggs. They can just hide them in a big pile of mud. It'll be fun.
And I don't know about you, but like I really love to get our rain gear on and go outside. I feel like we laugh even more when we do that. So it'll be a good time
for sure. It's always more fun, but it is always more fun to be the one hiding the eggs. I found that out as I grew up because you know my brother has an Easter egg hunt at his house every year, and the adults hide the eggs and the kids go find them, and it's fun to hide the ones in the really difficult spots and see if they're able to figure it out. You know.
Yeah, are you the one that, like, hides it in the spot where it's, like, impossible to find it, and you find it, like, a 6 month later?
Yeah, like I'll hide one in the gutter of the shed where they can't reach.
I'm just picturing that. That's pretty cruel, Kev. Come on. This probably had, like, the most awesome gift inside, too, or surprise.
Yeah,
or
I put the one with the $20 bill inside of it up there.
And then you accidentally find it here in, like...
Right, it's a little savings.
Oh,
it's
I don't know how I found this one.
Yeah, it's a little savings account for me. That's fine.
There you go. I love it. Well, it'll be a good time out there, so go check that out if you can. And it gears everyone up for Easter, so it should be fun. But also going on, this is more of a Zen relaxation experience. This is also on Saturday. It's at 10:30 a.m. You do need to pre-register for this one. It's social distancing and things like that. But this is indoors. It's Saturday yoga at the market, which I applaud the folks at the Rockford City Market. They've done an excellent job throughout this whole entire year activating the indoor space and keeping everyone super safe. So this is no different. They're going to have instructor Stacey Morrissey there, and she's going to be teaching folks a thing or two about yoga. You can definitely bring your own mat. It is required. They do have some provided if you do need one, and sanitization efforts in place. Now, I say when you're downtown Rockford, you might also want to check out some of the other places there, like Arch Apothecary. You can pamper yourself there. They've got Four City Float, some delicious eateries. Check it out.
I will say this about yoga. It is very, very painful. However, at the end of it, you feel really good.
Don't you? Like, it's like you just lifted a ton of weight has been lifted off your shoulders.
You know, you're watching the instructor and you're already in an impossible position, and then they're like, okay, now twist your leg up this way, and you're like, are you kidding me?
And you know what? I always feel like I can do yoga. Not like I can do it at my house, it's no big deal. No. You really do need to learn from an instructor how to do it right.
Right.
And they count you through it.
You know, me and my wife have done it on YouTube, you know, and it's fine, you know, and it's impossible through it. But then at the end of it, you're like a nice stress-free marshmallow.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, a marshmallow. That's a good way to put it. And then you can go home and relax on a Saturday.
Yeah,
so that's perfect.
I highly recommend it, even though it sounds impossible and it sounds girly. But dudes, guys, especially, you need to try this. Find like a guy yoga or whatever.
Yes.
And try it, because you feel ridiculous, but at the end of it, it's awesome. I promise.
There you go. You have Kev's endorsement. So.
Yes, there you go.
So that is going on. And then, of course, we have, this is always, you know, it's spring when the Rockford Speedway is gearing up for their events, and they have their swap meet and car show this Saturday and Sunday. So you've got 9 to 4 on Saturday and 9:30 a.m. kicking off on Sunday. So they're featuring their Steals and Deals. You're going to be able to see anything from race cars, trucks, trailers, street vehicles, hot rods. And we've got classics, antiques, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. They really have everything right under the sun. You could be found right there all weekend long. So check it out. And this is really fun, too, for the kiddos. So.
I've always wanted to pull up to one of those things and just park next to, like, some, like, Camaro, 1965 Camaro, and, like, pull up my Nissan Versa 2012 hatchback and just pop the hood and stand there like, yep, it's a machine,
look
all right.
At me, guys. I can picture that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, no, look at the tires on this tiny little machine. I got it from the Radio Flyer factory, huh? Yeah. It's a wagon.
I love it. Hey, your car is awesome.
I got to order my wheels from the Tonka Corporation.
Oh, I love it. Well, this is an event for you, because I just feel like there's so much to see at this event. I always think my eyes are just like really wide when I go in. You go through, and you really do need a lot of that time to be able to check it all out.
You know, and I think that is what makes guys want to do that, like want to restore an old car. You go to a car show, and immediately, because yes, this is the way guys think, we see somebody restored like a 1957 Chevy, and we're like, I could do that.
Right.
No problem. And then you go and you buy a junker to restore, and it sits in your garage and rusts for the next 30 years.
Exactly. I love it. Would be me.
Not everybody has the can-do for that, but that's how it gets started. So, you know, I'm not trying to discourage you from doing it. I'm just saying you might become obsessed. That's all.
You might get your new hobby, whatever that may be.
I never would have rode motorcycles if I didn't go to the motorcycle show. That's how I started. So, I mean, it might inspire you. Too,
there
so.
You go. That's a good point, though. It truly might. I mean, that's something to think about. It's not just for car enthusiasts. It's for folks maybe looking to get into it. And there's a lot of experts there that can really show you the ropes. And, you know, whatever your questions you might have, they're there to answer them. So it's a great time. And the folks there at the Rockford Speedway are always so much fun. So
absolutely.
So good time there. And they're going to have a lot of events now kicking off, starting in spring, going into summer. So there you have it. That's the lineup for this weekend. It looks like you said, you know, rain in some parts of the weekend, but we're never afraid of that. And it's going to be sunny on Sunday. So check it out.
Awesome. Yeah, Andrea, everything that Andrea just told you about and more, you can see it at GoRockford.com.
That's
that's the website for the Rockford Area Convention Visitors Bureau. Andrea, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kev.
Talk to you soon.
It's Kev.
Excellent.
On 104.9.
That's incredible.
The Morning X.
104.9 The Morning X. We got to get to the candidates for Tool of the Week, but we can't do that until we hear today's Tool of the Day.
That guy's a tool.
You're a tool.
Tool of the Day.
It is powered by Retool of Rockford. They buy, sell, and trade tools on East State Street and allow us to pick one dumbass a day and berate them for doing something stupid. Today, the tool of the day is 24-year-old Jacob Peck of Huntington, West Virginia. He recently lost his wallet, and somebody must have turned it in because it ended up at a police station. And he showed up to get the wallet, even though he knew that the wallet had... anybody? Anybody? Yes, drugs in it. And because it's his wallet, it also had his ID in it. Who knows, maybe he could have avoided charges if he just stayed away. But when he showed up, they brought a police dog out to his truck. And the police dogs found that there were also drugs in there. So they searched the truck and found heroin, crystal meth, heroin laced with fentanyl, and scales for weighing drugs. He's facing charges for possession with intent to sell and sitting pretty in tool jail. Hey, if you want to vote for him for Tool of the Week this week, text Kev and the number 1 to 59457. Kev and the number 1 to 59457 if you want to vote for him for Tool of the Week. But we've got more. You want to vote for the guy who did some donuts in a parking garage that just happened to be the parking garage of a police station. Want to vote for him? Text Kev and the number 2 to 59457. Maybe you want to vote for the lady who bit her friend and then subsequently bit a police officer all over an order of chicken nuggets. Want to vote for that person? Text Kev and the number 3 to 59457. How about this one? You want to vote for this guy? This guy stole a cop car while he was getting arrested for... yeah, stealing a cop car. You want to vote for him? Text Kev at the number 4 to 59457. And the final candidate was from yesterday. The lady who thought it was okay to drive 145 miles per hour because she thought she was only doing 128 miles per hour. You want to vote for her? Text Kev at the number 5 to 59457. If you missed the list, I will have it up at dxrockford.com for you to vote there as well. Your tool of the day powered by Retool of Rockford. They buy, sell, and trade tools on East Day Street next to Chuck E. Cheese. Go in, see Dave, or visit rockfordretool.com, and don't be a tool.
104.9, The Morning X.
The Morning X, Kev here, and Atreyu has a new album coming out in June. On the phone with us right now, from Atreyu, it's Brandon Sal. What's up, Brandon?
How are you, man?
Good, man. It's good to have you on the show. Appreciate you jumping on here for a few minutes. I just got done watching the music video for Warrior. You got the crap beat out of you in that video.
Yes, I did. There's really no other way to put it.
So, I mean, how much of that is real?
A lot of it. I mean, the blood was fake. The bottles were sugar glass, but the punches and kicks were very real.
Looked like it was a lot of fun to shoot anyway.
You know, I think more so for everyone else, but I still enjoyed myself.
You mentioned on Twitter you got a rib injury. Is that from the video shoot?
No, I've had a fun go this year so far with injuries, and I was trying to be nice, and a friend of mine out, like a pool umbrella, fell in their pool. I was trying to be nice and get it out, and when I did so, I stepped backwards thinking there was ground in front of me, but there was pool in front of me. Not only did I fall completely in the pool, but I fell on my rib and my elbow, which is still fun to this day. It happened on Saturday, and it still feels nice.
Oh, no good deed goes unpunished, right, Brandon?
Exactly. You know, you can't you gotta even it out. Good with that.
Are you still playing drums with the band, or did you bring somebody else on?
We brought somebody else on. I'm just out front now, and then we brought a phenomenal dude named Kyle Rosa on to play drums. He actually was the drummer of my other band, Hell or High Water, and he's been a longtime friend. He was the perfect fit.
Have you done any shows yet with the new format, or you still have to do that yet?
We've just done kind of our live stream events. So like obviously we played live and rehearsed a bunch, but never with a crowd, but definitely enough to kind of get the feel for how he is live, which is, I mean, he is way better than me at drums. So it's awesome.
Hey, speaking of kick-ass drummers, man, you brought in Travis Barker for Warrior. How'd you get him involved?
We just kind of got him involved via our producer, John Feldman. And, you know, we wanted like a big kind of marching vibe on the song, and he's, he's king at that, you know, and we wanted it to be authentic. And, you know, that's why I didn't just do it myself. I don't have that kind of marching rudimentary background, you know. So
sure.
We brought him in, and he crushed it. He did a bunch of layers upon layers upon layers, and I think it really makes the song come to life.
Is he one of the people beating the crap out of you in the video, too?
We tried, dude. we tried to get him to come do it, and he was like, he wasn't available, but he was also like, I'm not sure if I could, like, I don't know you guys well enough to just, like, punch you in the face. It was going to be funny to just, like, while everyone's beating the crap out of me, he's just, like, walked in the background and just playing, like, a marching snare drum.
Yeah.
And then just leave.
Yeah. We're on with Brandon from Atreyu, a new album coming out June 4th. Is that right?
Yeah, June 4th.
So with any band, a new album comes with a little bit something different. What new can we expect this time around?
I mean, I think it's much the same as a lot of our albums. I think our fans have come to expect, you know, us to kind of throw some curveballs, kind of push the envelope and keep people guessing. And there's a lot of familiar Atreyu happening. There's a lot of heaviness, a lot of kind of full high-energy music, but there's some definite curveballs. And I think that if you're a fan of the band already, you're probably going to be into Baptized. If you're not a fan of the band, it's a great time to get in.
Of course. And you can check everything out at AtreyuOfficial.com. Brandon Saller, thank you very much for giving us some time today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
1049, The Morning X.
1049, The Morning X. It's Kev. Matt Hall is here. What's up, buddy?
Happy Friday?
Yes, it's Friday.
Okay,
woo-hoo.
Yes.
Let's celebrate the day.
Yeah.
We still have to work today. I don't want people celebrating.
I know,
Friday.
Right? Celebrate the weekend.
Okay, so you and I both stand-up comedians. We miss being on stage.
I sure do miss it.
But that also makes us joke writers in a sense. And like when we're doing Celebrity Dump on Tuesdays and things like that, I'll throw in punchlines that I came up with. They're not gold, but they're also like I came up with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we as radio people get a sheet every day. A little show prep, they call it. Let you inside a little bit here. We get show prep from a service every day, and sometimes they provide us with jokes, punchlines.
Their prep writers write jokes, right?
Right.
Usually pretty bad.
Yeah, and that's why I brought you in, because I'm going to go over some of the ones we got today, and I want to see if you approve.
Oh, okay.
We can rank them if you want.
Okay. Well, this should be interesting.
Okay, so let's start with this one. Paul McCartney is writing a children's book. It's called Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Solo Career.
Actually, that's not bad. I actually like his solo stuff. So. What is that?
It's just a sound effect.
How about Let It Be Someone Else's Turn?
Okay. All right, Matt. Getting in on the fun. actress Jennifer Grey, you know who that is, right?
She was in Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, she turned 61 today.
Really?
And to think, before this year's Grammys, we thought her dancing was dirty.
Oh, I get it, because of, see, the joke there would have been she turns 61, but her nose turns 33.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why?
That's a good joke.
Why didn't they go there with
it? Yeah, because she got a nose job, and now she can't get work because everyone
liked
it. No,
she was pretty, too.
Yeah, her nose was cute before.
She looks fine now, don't get me wrong. It's just, you know.
We're reading jokes that were sent to us by our show prep service. Today is National Spinach Day, so order a little extra on your Big Mac.
Oh, what? That doesn't make any sense. Was that a joke or I don't understand?
Apparently, I guess. Let's see. What else did they send us? Let's see. Nike announced layoffs. There was talk of executives taking a pay cut to save jobs, but the CEO decided just screw it.
All right. You know what? Not bad. I see the just. Yeah, you like that one? Just do it. Just screw it.
Here's a joke they sent us. I got a book on levitation. I just can't put it down.
That's a dad joke. That's a dad joke right there.
And I once did a show for all senior citizens, like 150 senior citizens.
Oh, yeah?
With no microphone, by the way. They did not provide a microphone. So I'm in the middle of like a dance floor in a banquet hall screaming jokes at old people. And one of the jokes that I throw in when I can't think of anything else is this one. I put my phone in airplane mode, and now I don't know where it landed.
I hope you got booed off stage for that one.
That is the only laugh I got the entire show, Matt Hall.
Well, then you should have gone that whole route, dad jokes for the complete hour.
Yeah, I should have, but you know, I didn't work on dad jokes for 5 years. All right, see what I mean?
Well, look out, your artistic integrity here.
All right, get out of my all right. Get out of my studio.
It's Kev.
Now, what do you think of a character like that?
On 104.9.
Well, I think you're wise to keep him locked up, Doctor.
The Morning X.
What is he screaming about? Take it easy. It's 8:20 in the morning, Dave Grohl. Jeez. It's 104.9 The Morning X. Kev here. I'm going to have a copy of Godzilla on 4K Ultra HD later on in the hour. First, we got to talk to this gentleman, Mr. Mike Peck of the Rockford IceHogs on the phone. Hey, Mike.
I don't have to scream and yell like that, do I? Because I get excited, but that's a little bit too much for me, even for me at this time in the morning.
I'll be honest with you, I don't even know how he does it. I have no idea. It's such a guttural scream. I can't do it. My voice cracks. It sounds silly. Yeah, but yeah, you got to be feeling pretty good. A nice 6-1 victory the other day for the Rockford IceHogs. 6 goals. That's pretty good. That's the highest this year so far, right?
Yeah. How about that? 6 goals. You know, and it you know, again, this team, we've been kind of talking about a lot of young guys, a lot of players that a lot of fans have never heard of before because they probably shouldn't even be here. They should be playing junior hockey or elsewhere. But no, the team's been playing well, and it was nice to get a blowout victory the other night, and hopefully the team can string together some more wins. It's you know, again, it wins and losses this year. It's weird, you know, as athletes, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of listeners out there played sports growing up or competed in something.
Sure.
There's always something you're competing for, right? Like, you know, win that, you know, conference championship in high school football or yep. whatever it might be. And, you know, and, well, there really isn't any of that this year. It's kind of goofy because, you know, more likely there's not going to be a playoff. So it's been kind of interesting. It's, you know, it's kind of an anti-athlete mindset, I guess. I don't think they're thinking this way, but you know, it's just, you know, kind of go out and play some games, and
sure,
it's almost like the world's longest exhibition season. So, but teams have been playing good. They've been you know, coming together, and it's been fun to watch.
But can't you set something up internally? Like, our goal this year is to hit 25 victories. If we could do that, then we won the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, like an internal win.
Yeah, you know what they do in hockey, Kev, is they actually break it up into segments. So a lot of times throughout the course of the year, some teams will do 7-game segments, since that's what playoff series are.
Yeah.
Others will do 10-game segments because it's the wrong number. And, you know, usually in sports, we're not very good at math.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, so if you 10-game segment, if you're 3-7 in the first, you know, 10 games, obviously you lose the segment, but then you try to improve upon that. And, you know, ultimately, you know, the goal is to win each 10-game or 7-game segment. And, you know, if you can do that, you're obviously going to be playoff bound. But hey, it's a good way of doing it. And I'm sure that there's stuff like that head coach Derek King has kind of broken up for the team here this season. He used his motivation. But, you know, something when you're a pro hockey player at this level, the motivation, and, you know, it's not always about the contract, but you know what, it is kind of about the contract. You're playing for a spot for next year, whether it's here in Rockford or, you know, somewhere in the Blackhawks organization, or frankly with any team out there that'll give you that opportunity to play. So there still is a lot to play for. It's just a little bit different mindset.
When you're talking about segments, speaking of which, over the next 7 games, 5 of them are against the Chicago Wolves. So I imagine the next 7 games got to be a pretty important segment, given that they are the rival team.
Yeah, it's probably going to get a little ugly, I'm guessing. Just throwing that out there. When I say ugly, it's if you like some scraps in hockey, there may be a few fights here over the next couple of weeks. So, matter of fact, I believe tomorrow starts a stretch of 4 straight games. Against the Wolves, and you know, I might have mentioned this a week or two back, but we know from here on out we're only playing 3 teams: the Wolves, Grand Rapids, and the Iowa Wild. And we've got a lot of Iowa here lately, and now it's kind of time to catch up with the Wolves, because the IceHogs and Wolves haven't played a whole lot since I think the second week of the season. I don't think they've played since that second week. So, and I think 2 of those games were games that were just added just because, you know,
sure.
It's like, hey, why not? Let's add some games. And so it should be interesting here in Chicago. Well, technically, I think they're playing in Hoffman Estates at their practice rink. That'll be tomorrow. And then the IceHogs are back home on Sunday. And what's crazy, Kev, is after Sunday, we only have 5 home games left. So
no,
there's like 2 months. Yeah, there's like 2 months left of the season. We have 6 home games left if you count Sunday. So
a lot of road games coming up. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, getting those bus miles. I don't think you accumulate bus miles like airline miles, but You know, or do you? Do you know that? I don't know. Maybe you do.
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I've ridden the bus in a very long time. I have no idea.
I'm telling you, it's something you don't want to go back to.
Well, the team
unless there's a really good movie.
Yeah. Well, the Chicago Wolves, they're the affiliate of the Golden Knights of Vegas, right?
They were. They've once again switched. They're now the because this makes geographical sense. They are now the affiliate of the Carolina Hurricanes. So, and actually, this year they're kind of dual affiliate because Milwaukee opted not to play, so they got a bunch of guys from Milwaukee/Nashville in the lineup. But yeah, the Wolves have a hard time keeping affiliates there. They've kind of bounced around a little bit in the time that we've been in the American Hockey League, and now they're the Carolina Hurricanes.
Well, that's good because you know what we know about Golden Knights is that they take golden showers, and we don't want. We don't want to have to mess with that, you know.
Would you rather not with this COVID stuff. I mean, that's just one extra thing you got to worry about.
Unless you're talking about golden hurricanes down there in South Carolina, then we're going to be in trouble because that's a lot of shower. You know what I mean?
And you should probably see a doctor.
Yes, right. If it's coming out like a hurricane, you're in trouble. all right, before we get ourselves into trouble, Mike Peck from the Rockford IceHogs, IceHogs.com. You can hear the games on Sports Fan Radio 1330 or AHL TV. Mike Peck, remind us how we can get involved with that.
Yeah, AHL TV, just go to AHLTV.com, and you can sign up for an account. And everything's super discounted right now because, number one, we're only playing about half the games, and number two, half of those games have already been played. So I think you can get the rest of the season for something like, it's pretty, I want to say it's like $30. So you can listen to Joey Z and watch all the Ice Hogs action. So a great way to tune into the Ice Hogs. And then we try to do a bunch of different interactive elements throughout the course of the game. We have jersey raffles. You can check in to win some gift cards. You guess the first goal, you win a gift card. And then we got some fun stuff we'll probably talk about next week. We're going to do some fun stuff with Autism Awareness Month as well.
Excellent.
Where we're going to put together some different raffles and auctions and stuff. So, yeah, our fans have been awesome. You know, this has been such a crazy, and I'll say it's been a stupid time period, you know. I mean, it's been so goofy for everyone, but our fans have been so good, and they've been so good to us, sticking with us and following and interacting. So, we really, truly appreciate it, and we can't wait for this whole thing to be over so we can get back to normal.
I think we all agree with that. Mike Peck, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much.
All right, Kev, have a great day.
You too. Hey, thanks for listening to the Morning X This Week podcast and getting all the way through. For listening all the way through, I'm going to give you an opportunity. I have one digital copy of Godzilla left. All you got to do is be the first one to text the sentence, "Kev, I survived the podcast," to 59457. If you're the first one, you'll get a copy of the 2014 Godzilla reboot on 4K Ultra HD. Thanks for listening.
It's the Morning X This Week, powered by Expert Electronics.